Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, part two today of our conversation regarding the Edgewood Mustang Unified Tracksters, set for sectional action, hosting the multiple team event on its home track Saturday at 1 o'clock. You talk about taking ownership. These kids want to compete. You throw in work ethic, and the Unified Mustangs are seeing perspectives through a whole different lens. Assistant coach and Edgewood special ed teacher Austin Tucker, the rewards? Priceless.
We both coached in the past, and this is just the funnest thing that we've ever done. You know, these kids have just been a blast to be around. There's no egos whatsoever. You know, just all selfless. And, you know, even with some of our partners here, they are some of the best athletes that we have at Edgewood. And, you know, just to see them go out and do the best that they can and take this extremely seriously and see all the other kids get inspired by that and do their best is really cool to see.
Because these kids, you know, we all want to be a part of a group. We want to be a part of a team. And let's be honest, with varsity sports, sometimes that's just not an option. Kids get cut. Well, first of all, we're not cutting kids, and second of all, these kids look forward to these meets, to practices, you know, and they build their week around it, and who knows where we're going to with this. I mean, that's the beauty of this whole thing.
That is head coach Jeff Carmichael, and earlier the voice of his assistant and Edgewood special ed teacher Austin Tucker. Give the best to the Mustangs on Saturday. Katie Adams, Mackenzie Alexander, Isabel Ball, Ryan Casaza, Jay Farley, Will Gardner, Rihanna Gilliland, Eric Glidden, Jake Hetty, Coney Honey, Terry Keller, Lizzie Montgomery, Erica Knighty, Wes Settle, Malia Shockney, and Chase Wright. Just a great story, the flat want to, outweighing any times or distances. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we know a couple of things as Chris Lemonis' Hoosiers get set Friday to take on number 24 Radford in the NCAA Regional Tournament down in Nashville, Tennessee. Left-hander senior Kyle Hart will get the ball. He's 4-0, 1.48 ERA, and the Highlanders have the country's second-longest winning streak, 15 games. That senior second sacker, Casey Rodrigue, and mates are out to snap. The Hoosiers' leadoff man, 289, leads the club with 46 runs, 6 triples, 13 stolen bases. Obviously a key cog offensively, contributing, though, on a little bit different a club than his previous two trips to the big show.
Well, it's definitely a different lineup. Last year he had those big boppers in the middle with Schwarber, Travis, and DeMuth. And really, just for me, it's just to set the table, get on base, because I know the guys behind me. I've been trying to get on base and do what I can, steal bases, walks, anything I can do.
You're learning about Radford.
Definitely not looking past them. We have a win-now mentality, not looking past any opponent, just playing our ball. We're not going to play outside of what we can do. We're not going to play to an opponent. We're just going to play the best game we can play. And
just a meshing on all parts, hitting, defense, pitching?
I would say it starts on the mound in defense. Yeah. And, you know, hitting will fluctuate. And pitching and defense is going to be there. And, you know, your bats will show up, too. So I really think it starts on the mound and in defense. And then the hitting comes from that.
Well, he's been doing his fair share of that. Hitting leading off tomorrow against Radford ace Michael Boyle. That's Casey Rodrigue. Hoosiers and Radford had never met previously. Now, if Vanderbilt beats Lipscomb, see the Commodores Saturday night at 8. Might catch that one on the SEC Network. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. I'm Joe Smith.